I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
August 28th will be the 48th anniversary of that speech, delivered by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the Mall in Washington, D.C. And on the anniversary and on the Mall, a memorial to the great civil rights leader will be dedicated. On the tidal basin, in distant view of the Lincoln Memorial where Dr. King described his dream, and almost directly across from the Jefferson Memorial, the new monument is being readied for the public.
This is the entryway to the memorial, and it's sort of gigantic cliffs, really, of granite, carved with chunking lines. This is like massive stone curtains of a theater. They're telling you something important is going to happen. And behind it now I see the tidal basin, the waters of the tidal basin, just making gentle waves. It's a beautiful, sunny, warm day.
Some of Dr. King's most memorable words are being carved into the green granite walls of his memorial, which sits on a four-acre site. Nick Benson is the chief carver. His other projects include the World War II Memorial and the Capitol. Nick designed the clean, modern font, used a rubber stencil to trace the 3 3/4-inch tall letters onto the wall, and incises them now into the stone with a pneumatic hammer.
Very, very, very rarely is it hand cut.
Aren't you cheating?
No. Actually, the pneumatic hammer is just a piston hitting the chisel. The skill that it takes to do the work that we do is no different with a pneumatic hammer or with a mallet chisel.
Nick Benson is a third-generation stone carver. His grandfather did the inscriptions for the Iwo Jima Memorial. His father did the FDR Memorial and the Kennedy Center. 47 years old, Nick Benson did a good deal of research before starting work on the King Monument. He watched newsreel and TV clips of Dr. King. In one clip, an interviewer was trying to get a rise out of Dr. King, prodding him about Malcolm X with his messages on black power.
Not only did he not buy into it, but he was able to ratchet the whole conversation down, and he turned it into an intellectual discussion, and he just completely decimated this guy.
Nick Benson was born in 1964, a year after the famous I Have a Dream speech. Growing up in Rhode Island, he didn't know much about nonviolence, Dr. King, or the civil rights movement.
My parents were getting divorced, so I was a kid in turmoil, you know, so I didn't have a lot of time around the TV. Fine and dandy now.
It's good you had the time for this.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a great project.
Just beyond the granite walls where Nick was carving, a mammoth statue of Dr. King looms over the tidal basin. The sculptor, Lei Yi Sing, first made 4 small models of the statue, each with a different facial expression. Photographs of all 4 were shown to Dr. King's children. Which one looks most like the father you knew?
They chose the very first creation that Lei had produced.
Ed Jackson is executive architect for the King Memorial. He was responsible for every aspect of the project, choices about the sculptor, the kinds of trees that embrace the site, the stone for the walls and for the sculpture. That last decision, Dr. King is carved from pink granite, is a bit peculiar. The noble black man, flag bearer for his race, rising in what they call shrimp pink granite.
I was after a granite that could withstand the test of time and the elements, and to select a granite piece that depicted an African American as opposed to a gray or a white or a solid black, which would be problematic at night to light it up.
A memorial for all seasons, Dr. Jackson has watched weather settle along this newest addition to the banks of the tidal basin. Snow froze the water and made the walls and statue look snow-capped. And the famous Washington, D.C. spring added special meaning.
For us, the essence of the cherry trees blooming each spring is an affirmation that his dream hasn't died, that it is reborn every spring.
Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln have inhabited their memorials for decades. The architects and sculptors and masons and landscapers who created this newest monument know what weather and time can do. Carver Nick Benson is philosophical.
You know Percy Shelley's poem Ozymandias. Look on my work, ye mighty, in despair, and nothing will last. Nothing is eternal. So all of man-made objects will disintegrate away. But this will stay here for a while.
In a few weeks, the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial will be officially dedicated, a permanent reminder of the man who articulated a dream for so many Americans.
I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream.